Well, if you open up the book of Philippians in your Bible, chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." Well, for many people, that anxiety, it surrounds our finances today. And there's a huge portion of Americans who are really stressed out about their financial situation. Well, joining us today to tell us how to avoid that anxiety and to become really financially independent, it is our good friend Ashley Michikay. She is the managing principal at True North Retirement Advisors. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for being with us on the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be here.
You know, people read the Bible, it says don't be anxious, but they would think, but my situation right now, really feeling upset about where finances are. There's a big portion of Americans who feel that anxiety. Tell us about them.
Yes. So pretty consistently, studies and research finds that about 70% of Americans are very stressed or at least somewhat stressed about their financial situation, most or all of the time. So the vast majority of Americans are worried about paying their bills. A lot of Americans require support either from the government or family to kind of plug that gap. So a lot of Americans are very, very stressed about money. And, you know, that can lead to a lot of other problems as well. Financial reasons is the number one reason why people end up getting divorced. So there's all kinds of relationship problems that can come from that stress as well.
Wow, that is 70%. It's hard to find 70% of Americans in any specific categories. But and this one specifically about having anxiety about finances, that's really disheartening. And so I guess the best way for us parents, or especially if you are living in that situation, is you want to make sure that you're teaching your children how to become financially independent. And look, I have four children myself, and for some of them, it was a start and a stop and a start and a stop to help get them on their way. So what are some of the things that we need to remember and know about how to become financially independent?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think we should start with, what does that actually mean? Because financially independent doesn't mean that you're, you know, super wealthy, multi-millionaire. It can mean different net worth amounts for different people. But the criteria, you have to be able to check a few boxes. So if you're financially independent, and I would define that as being wealthy, if you're financially independent, then you don't worry about paying your bills. You are not reliant on the government or your family to support you financially. You have a safety net, so enough cash in your bank account to cover nearly all emergencies. So there's obviously things that come up from time to time. I mean, life happens, and we may not be able to cover every single emergency, but this is covering, you know, 9 or almost 10 out of 10 of potential life emergencies that would come up. We have enough cash to be able to do that without going into credit card debt or something like that to pay for it. And then the last one, and this is why most people do not become financially independent, or at least they don't get there until much, much later in life. And that comes down to choice and control about whether or not you work or whether you retire. Like, it's your choice. You can choose whether or not to continue working if you like it. There's also a lot of choice and control about what you do for work if you continue working, where you live, how you spend your time. So I think all of us desire to have that flexibility with our lives, and being financially independent is a huge boost to satisfaction and happiness, because it provides you that autonomy that so many people just don't ever get to the point where they have that kind of choice and flexibility over how they spend their time and what they do.
Ashley Michikay is the managing principal at True North Retirement Advisors, joining us today to teach us how to let go of that anxiety and really get our finances under control. Well, then, Ashley, as we get older, we think, okay, well, I'm working, I'm making ends meet, but that's all I'm able to do. And someday I'm going to need to retire. So how do you, in the midst of making sure you have what you need day to day during these working years, how do you project now into the future? So that way you really go into your retirement years knowing I've done what I can, and now I'm going to have enough to support myself for however many years I have left.
Yeah, the answer differs for everybody, but I think a lot of it, and obviously everyone's financial situation is different. We have things that happen to us that are completely out of our control that can really derail a path to financial independence. But for a lot of people, what ends up happening is that there's a series of financial decisions that actually start very early in life and that sort of quietly derail people's futures long before retirement. So if you look at the average American financial roadmap and the path that most people take today, if you graduate college, you have the average student loan balance right now is about $39,000, and paying that back usually takes 10 to 20 years. And so that's, you know, usually about $500 a month for the average college graduate right out the door before you even get started working. And then, you know, you look at the next step in adulthood, which is usually buying a car. Right now, Americans have over $1.6 trillion in car debt. It's exploded. And so, you know, you have average car payments in excess of $500, sometimes $1,000 or more. A lot of Americans carry credit card debt with really high interest. So it's this sort of spiraling accumulation of debt. And that's before we even get to buying a house, which, you know, that's very expensive. And the average payment, especially with today's interest rates, is very high. And so many Americans just kind of follow this path, and they don't accumulate savings for emergencies, and they don't have the ability to save for retirement early. So the best financial advice I would give a young person is to try to not accumulate debt. You know, get creative about college so you can minimize debt. Buy a reliable, used, cheap car. Stay out of credit card debt. Like, be allergic to debt. And then that way you have the ability to start saving early for retirement, and you don't have to save as much. And I think that's really the path out, is trying to minimize some of the more expensive categories for young people, like housing and transportation. If you can get creative about that and then stay out of school debt to the extent that that's possible, you're going to be on a much better financial footing. Because the reality is once you go down that path and you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you have to unwind that. You have to make a lot of sacrifices. So the better path is to just not start down that road to begin with. And then you have the ability to set aside, you know, hundreds of dollars every single month, and saving for retirement isn't this huge insurmountable hill to climb.
I like that saying. I'm going to be allergic to debt from now on, but that's much easier to say than actually do when you're walking through any store right now, because we want to also have money to be able to give, and that makes you feel good. But you got to remember, it's going to have to be paid back very, very soon. So everything in moderation, and really stick to a plan, I think, once you've made it. Ashley Michiquet, always great advice, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Brenda.